In this episode of What the Prophets Say, join me, Emma Stark, and Louise Reed, as we have a very honest and personal conversation about our deep frustrations with the fivefold ministry and the willful misreading of Scripture. Join us for this episode of What the Prophets Say. Hello, loyal listeners, and a very warm welcome once again to What the Prophets Say with me, Emma Stark, and the joy, glory, anointing prophet worth celebrating, that is...
Maggie Milton.
Your actual name is?
Louise Reed. It's really good to be here again. Emma Stark. Emma Faith Stark. We've been talking about names.
We have been talking about names.
Context here. We've been talking about names.
Yes. Emma Faith Stark. What's your middle name?
I had to think. I was going to say Louise, but that's my first name. Anne.
This has been a long day, Louise.
Yeah, but my mother used to call me Maggie Mutton.
Why?
Well, she called me lots of things, but that's just one of the things she used to call
Maggie
me.
Mutton.
Maggie Mutton.
That's very Irish.
It is quite an Irish thing to say. Yeah. I have about 1,000 nicknames.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I don't know whether I just attracted that or not.
I sometimes call you Lulabelle.
Yeah, I used to be called Lulabelle a lot. Louisiana, Lulabelle, Ludge.
No, that's awful. Ludge, yeah, like sludge.
Yeah, I had a friend who used to call Nigel and I Nudge and Ludge.
Nudge and Ludge.
Yeah. And others have been known to call him Nai-Nai and Lulu.
Oh, wow. David just calls you the Nigels.
The Nigels. I know. I've no idea why that is.
Yeah. I hope that's not patriarchy.
I was just going to say the same thing. I think that is a nod to the patriarchy.
Our husbands together. Nigels.
The Nigels.
Or just Nigel call us the Davids.
No, we either call you the Starkies or the Starkaroonies.
Starkaroonies, that's probably quite appropriate.
Starkaloonies.
Starkaloonies. Well.
Okay, moving swiftly
I can
on.
I can take that one, bearing in mind that that's warm-hearted, not rude, I think. Okay, we have a bee in our bonnet.
Several.
You'll be delighted to know we're about to share them with you. So, seriously, in a day of reformation mm-hmm. and deconstruction and then reconstruction mm-hmm. and the sense of standing in the rubble or the ruins of yesterday with the Lord not permitting some things to work and mm-hmm. all of the journey that we've been on for some considerable years, well-rehearsed phrases that I've just given out there, we are seeing fear arise. And we're seeing fear arise in that conception and birthing, conception, gestating and birthing of the new is quite challenging. Mm-hmm. And you have to be very spirit dependent, very spirit led, mm-hmm. very yielded to fellowshipping with the Spirit. And most of us talk about the supernatural and still are in that old wind thinking, which disempowers the personhood of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. We're not about the supernatural. But we're about fellowship with the Spirit of God. Yeah. That's about relationship rather than the supernatural. And so there is a real struggle to come into relationship and relationally led new developments mm-hmm. by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. And we understand that shakiness, we understand that fear, and we understand that a lot is not yet known. Mm-hmm. But what we are concerned about is a resurging need to try to overstructure mm-hmm. and to try to build again before you have conceived, gestated and birthed. Mm-hmm. And to think that if you just command that it's a building season, that you'll be A-OK and that will enable you just to robustly structure. Mm. And I'm watching social media posts, which is often unpleasant, but often a good gauge of where things are at. And this sense of like some things are still going to fall. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's right. But you're going to just be the fivefold now. And kind of like these decrees without an awful lot of thought about what the Scripture actually says, for example, about the fivefold. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm totally with you on this. And we have been talking about this, Emma. It is like we have an insatiable need for security other than our relationship with God.
And we are really being found out on that.
Completely. We need to be aware mm-hmm. of what, when we're looking to grasp something to hold on to mm-hmm. that is anything other than Him. Now, I don't say that just as a kind of theoretical thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the other day, I was just reading the Transfiguration. So what happens? Mm-hmm. They're up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And what's the first thing Peter does. Oh, let's build a structure around them. Around Jesus and Moses and Elijah, you know. There's like this something inside. And there were the disciples in the presence of Jesus himself. And yet they were still wedded to, we've got to do something. Mm-hmm. We've got to build something. We've got to erect something, a structure. Mm-hmm. And this is so important, I think, at this phase. God has not done the level of dismantling mm-hmm. that he's done on the outside structures as well as the inner structures of our hearts for us to just mm-hmm. quickly try and birth something new mm-hmm. that is not dependent wholly on him. I mean, he is jealous for him to be the center of all things, word and spirit, the Godhead at its best, and with us totally dependent on him. And I think it's a warning to us, and he's merciful, he's kind, but we need to be aware that whenever we're looking for, we need to organize something. We need to have some sort of structure in place. Now, it's that is other than something that is biblical, organic and relational is really the word. And when it comes down to it, we love our mm-hmm. rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. We love our rows mm-hmm. and we love the way that we have done things in the past. And it's simply not fit for purpose. We know that.
Yes.
But we've got to be so careful.
So I suppose the question then, the take home for those who are watching and listening is, number one, is my absolute security in my relationship with Jesus Christ or not? Am I in any way about my house, my church building? Now, there are very definitely some comfort structures that are very healthy.
And rhythms are healthy.
Very healthy for us all to have. But that sense of, can you say my hope is built on nothing less than
exactly,
you know, Jesus and my relationship with him? All other ground is sinking sand, to semi-quote that hymn. I think that's the first question. And then the second question is, am I pregnant? Men and women, am I conceiving the new?
Yeah.
Or have I missed some steps out here?
Mm-hmm.
Have I allowed the word of God to become the sperma word of God, to be an impregnating seed that I have dwelt on and pondered in my heart so that I have allowed something to form within me that is the new? Or am I just running around like a headless chicken, hoping that I'm going to have a structure or create a structure without the process of receiving the word, gestating the word and birthing the word?
Completely. And people are going to be at a different phases in that, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the conceiving has already taken place. And our listeners will need to reflect on that. Is something conceived in me? And if it isn't, to then to say, Lord, conceive in me the new for my own life, as well as for what am I, my family and what I'm involved in, whether it's my business or my church or whatever. But there is a lot of heavy pregnancy around also, where people are ready to birth. And I think increasingly we're going to be in scenarios where people are literally going to go into travail to birth something new. But I'll tell you, do not try to birth ahead of time. You have to wait until the gestation period is completed, because otherwise you will end up with something that is weak or is not to term or is vulnerable. And God, as I said before, God has worked really hard to and so consistent and really been on us for the deconstruction of and dismantling of so much of what we've had before for something that is going to be far greater than we can even imagine. Mm-hmm. So in that, what I'm saying is, it is worth the wait for him to bring the birth pangs. Yes.
It's almost that petulant childlikeness in us that's wrong, that goes, I want it now. And, you know, and actually the sense of the inability to allow the processes of God, to allow the finger of God to point at our lives, to really let go of some things that we think, well, everybody else needs to let go of some things and everybody else needs to change. Well, God says, actually, the thing you've got is your dream isn't the thing I gave you, or it was a yesterday thing and I'm giving you something different. And that is reformation. What is in you is reformed. Mm-hmm. So the sense of what do my hands touch? What do I do? How do I spend my time? Mm-hmm. Must be open to mm-hmm. being reshaped and formed to be birthed into something new. And we are very quick in our tribalism to go, this always applies to that other group over there.
For sure.
The othering concept that we now have in civil war and siloed away tendencies. And we miss that it's for us at our peril.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's good to be asking the Lord those questions. So it's not being introspective. It's more, Lord, look in me, Lord, and show me. I mean, you know, scan me, Lord.
Yes.
Let me see what I'm carrying. Let me see what the level of it that it's at. And that being our burden rather than what somebody else is carrying and trying to either correct them or perfect that.
Yes.
Look, that's just a waste of time. But being, it's precious seed that we are carrying of the new.
Yes.
We need to act accordingly to look after it until it comes to birth.
I want to go shooting around some concepts of the fivefold here.
Yeah.
And I do want to say some quite strong stuff, maybe because I'm a bit wearied by how the fivefold has been spoken
about. I'm wearied of the term.
Yeah, yes.
It's got weary as well.
And it has. And the sense that, you know, everything we've done is wrong. No. Most of what we did was led by the Lord and was humanly handled. And this sense of, well, the only thing now is that you structure the fivefold and the sense of let's immediately structure. And so that took me back. Something fell off and the sense of the almost terse or shortened snapshots on social media of the need for the fivefold. And it actually pushed me back to scripture, which is where I want us to go. And we're in Ephesians 4. Now, you guys should sort of know this off by heart. Ephesians 4, verse 13. And I read it with slightly fresh eyes. In that, the fivefold apostle, prophet, shepherd, evangelist, teacher, those five attributes of the character of God sent to the earth into human beings to reflect the fullness of the Godhead are attributes of the nature of God. They also happen to be offices of leadership, but they're aspects of the nature of God because Jesus is apostle, prophet, shepherd, teacher, evangelist. So we need to understand how he wants his church to be seen. And my first comment is, I don't think this is an organizational verse. And that should be mic drop. I don't think this is a structure verse or an organizational verse. And here is why. It may have some overtones of that. But it talks about the fivefold being given, number one, to equip. Great. In other words, we're raising people up. We're replicating. We're thinking outside of ourselves. That is not structural. That is a thought about releasing. Then it says to serve. In other words, I give my life away. Again, that's not structural. That's a heart posture where I am giving of myself, following my equipping of others, which is about releasing others and stooping low myself. Third, it says that we might be built up. In other words, that's a kind of language that I build others up and I celebrate others.
Yeah.
Again, it's not a structural comment. It's a conversational comment about how I speak about others. And then it talks about the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, again, none of those concepts are organizational or structural concepts. But what they are is leading us to an aim of experientially understanding Jesus. It's not really merely I read about the fivefold. or I understand the structure of the fivefold. None of that is there. What it is that the fivefold lead us all through the giving away of their own lives,
yes,
into encounter.
Yeah.
And that is defining all of the roles. I equip, I give away my revelation, my information, my life skills. Mm-hmm. I serve, I give away my life. I build up, I give away praise and blessing that I might then have an understanding of celebration that brings me to unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. In other words, the destination is encounter. And that word knowledge is not information.
Yeah.
That's knowledge, as in how a husband knows a yeah. wife. It's the experiential encountering of God from lives given away
yeah,
and fullness. Releasing others. There is nothing I can see in that that says, here is how you structure a church. And we are using that verse and going the wrong way, once again, trying to think, I'm wounded, I'm broken, something didn't work. If I find the structure, I'll find a solution, rather than saying, no, if I find the ability to give away and to serve and to build up and for people to encounter Jesus, I have become the people of God.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think, going back to your first comments,
yeah,
the word office is problematic to me. I don't know where we get that. I don't know whether that's actually biblical or not, but it tends to, in our mindsets,
yeah.
get us into function already, whereas the function is relational.
Yes.
The structure, the only structure, is relational here. And Jesus himself was so, you know, he wasn't going, here I am the apostle, here yeah. I am the prophet. He was so incredibly integrated
yes.
as the one. And I think God's really working on that to try and bring us the understanding that you can never structure something from that to that. You yeah. have to yield to it.
Yes.
It's an integrated sense within the body of yielding, serving with and for one another. And even the arguments of, it's like, who's the greatest in the kingdom? You know, apostles go first. And are they the first into the arena? Is it that? Or you know, apostles, the kind of almost numbering at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, utterly ridiculous.
It is unhelpful.
Because it's a yielding to one another. No one is greater than the other.
Or even using examples of the hand and putting your hands up and naming them the fivefold. That's not really a scriptural thought. It's useful to see
yeah.
that they might all work together in the hand. But the sense of, you know, the thumb or your first finger being more dominant.
Yeah.
The whole thing is ugly. In actual fact, apostles and prophets are spoken about a couple of times as being foundational.
Yeah.
In other words, you don't always see them.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the scripture in Corinthians, it talks about the apostles taking the last place in the
yes,
procession.
That's right.
Which we know that scripture well. And that sense then of, we've used it as hierarchy
yeah.
and we've used it as structure. Mm. And I don't think it's any of those things. So where the fivefold has got to is this panic of, some things don't work. There are some sexual sins around, some financial mismanagements, and so on and so on. So, oh my goodness, we must police each other. So we'll use the fivefold to bring checks and balances in to police each other. That is not implied here.
No.
I actually think the opposite is said, that when you equip and serve and you are giving away yourself and you hit the third thing, which is building up, you're actually thriving by blessing each other,
yeah, yeah.
not policing each other.
Yeah.
And I actually think our toxic Christianity is because we police each other
mm-hmm.
rather than enter into the third thing in this Ephesians 4 list, which is the building up, which is, I want you to become the best that you can become. And so I think the fivefold here is pushing at the concept of freedom for each to stretch into fullness.
Yeah, exactly.
It's freedom for each to stretch into fullness, not I curtail you. Yeah. Because by virtue of the fact, and I know this well and you know this well, we have a number, I can talk about the prophets because that's the world I understand. Others can talk about the others in this list. I know that when I meet a prophet who is not equipping or replicating, they are more prickly, more difficult, less workable with, less likable, and actually less authoritative. If somebody is not replicating and equipping, it does something good to your inner self have to think about giving away.
Yes.
And by the time you're then in the second dynamic of equip and serve, and you're holding those two things of, I run around after you rather than you run around after me, you have already got to the place where your heart is well policed. Because your heart becomes policed, not by a heavy-handed other in an overdone structure, but your heart becomes policed in the process of the humility that is required to serve and equip and give away.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that such a different emphasis than what we regularly see in the body?
Yes.
It's one thing to sharpen one another, but it's another thing to serve one another.
Yes.
I mean, I wonder, have you ever had an apostle who's come and said, how can I serve you?
No.
Never.
No, never. I've generally had, can you come and prophesy in my church to back
confirm my vision.
Confirm me to make me look good is what I've had.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be just amazing to see a different spirit amongst the fivefold? I'm sorry, I don't like that term. It's just got old. I've been asking the Lord, can we have a new word that has something fresh on it, that expresses something different? Because I think it's got old before we've even seen it in its fullness.
Yes.
But that would be such a wonderful thing. I mean, I do think prophets are often called to go and serve, but if they're not well blended and if they're not raising others, as you say, definitely they're isolated, they're more prickly, as you say, because they've got something to defend, or we all have something to defend. The day of defending our role or our function or our office is over. It's about letting the defences down.
It is. I think this is, well, this verse is not about structural checks and balances. And we think it is. We think if I put you all together, we'll get structural checks and balances. Mm. No, I think it should be about knowing each strength and what it releases, rather than knowing a structure so that each strength can be contained. This is not about containment. This is about release. It's about, I would say, organic completeness.
Yes. Yeah.
And that it's this extreme glory to glory in each of the five aspects of the fivefold. So freedom to become for each really matters. I don't think we've yet had the fullness of any of them. I don't even think we've had the fullness of some of the ones that are older in established days, like the shepherd teacher. I don't think we have the fullness of the shepherd. I don't think we know what the fullness of nurture is like, because we've not even had shepherds equipping other shepherds. They might have served, but they didn't equip other shepherds and they didn't build up. They actually were run into the ground, run ragged, run dry by doing all of the nurture.
Mm-hmm.
So we never even learn those steps in that verse from the first one of the five that was given to us.
Yes. And I mean, it's all about maturity. It's coming into maturity and the knowledge of the Son, the knowledge of Jesus. What a day it would be when we see the fivefold championing one another.
Yes.
I don't think we're seeing that right
now.
The
build up portion of it, number three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
The championing.
Yeah.
So that the prophets are allowed to be, or are released or free to be as extreme as they can be, because the apostles are there cheering them on, saying, whatever you say, we're ready to take it. We're not expecting it to be perfect, because what we're just championing what you've got, so that we can run and we can test and we can weigh. And the nurturers, the shepherds and the teachers there saying, look, I know we're kind of a bit more defensive of the flock, but because we trust you, we champion you. And the prophets championing the pastors and teachers and saying, we need your depth of understanding in the word so that you can teach out what God is saying, and you can help the people, you know, for the nurturers through what God is saying. And I mean, I don't know what you do with evangelists, because they're never hang around long enough, really. But we are going to see in these days wild evangelists emerge, and it's going to be a crazy thing.
We are seeing it in our children. I mean, it's already in our children. Yes,
but that championing of one another is essential, because we cannot be released into fullness without it.
Yes, I think the interesting thing is, I've trained, I've equipped with your help and others' help round about us. We have together in the Global Prophetic Alliance family headquarters here in Scotland. We have equipped and served, Louise, I've lost count, it's thousands of prophets. And we've given our lives to this. The interesting portion for me there is the third bit, the building up bit. And this is where I think it runs aground. So we can spend our lives equipping and serving. Now, what I tend to get is we had an awful lot of love and thank yous, actually quite prolifically from those we've trained. They're very good at coming and speaking to us when we've poured in, particularly when they've gone through a 2-year program with us and then gone and planted and modeled the equipping and serving themselves. And so there's no doubt about us that though that those we equip and serve and replicate into are grateful. I don't think that's quite the same as being built up. I actually think the building up, it has to come from the peers. I'm glad you do what you do.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you are pushing the envelope here. I'm glad that there is a voice that makes us think.
Yeah.
And I would say almost universally from that peer place, I only get criticism. I only get, could you have said that differently? I only get, oh, that's a bit too much. Or, you know, I said to the Lord, people have actually said to me, who are my peers, I've said to the Lord, why do you have what I've always wanted? Now, that's a very in-my-face jealousy, but I appreciate the honesty in that, because a lot aren't as honest as that. There's more just backbiting. And I do genuinely think if somebody came to me and said, who is a peer level in any of the other disciplines of God, facets of the nature of God, and said, I'm so glad you are pioneering with what you're doing, and that you are able to give your life to the revelation, the word of the Lord, and there was a building up, I assure you that we would have different levels of conversations, and we would have different sorts and styles of friendships, and we would have a different closeness and integration. But when all you get is the inability for the church to build up, and then you get, you need policed.
Yeah, exactly, because you're a threat. And this
because
is,
there's the grace of God and success and glory.
And
on
there's
it.
What you're talking about is such a depth of insecurity, even in quote mature believers. I'd be interested to know, is there any parts of the world where you actually find that it's different than what you're saying?
I think where there's great poverty,
yes,
and they need.
Yes.
Somebody with authority to kick some demons out. There's gratitude. I think where there's great frustration with the religious spirit and they need somebody whose life has been trained in authority to prophesy, there's gratitude. So anybody who is stuck and just wants authority used on their behalf, you do get gratitude. There's no doubt about it. Anybody who's territorial and comfortable will see a prophet who's equipped and served as a threat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating to me. We're back to some really simple things. You know, the parable of the talents.
Yes.
You know, all of us God gives and we can ask for more. Mm-hmm. But what you do with what you've got is more important than what the amount that another person yes. has. And if we had a real understanding of our security in Jesus, what he the call on our own lives and pushing into that and then mm-hmm. realizing that we're all better for mm-hmm. because of the expansive nature yes. of the kingdom,
yes.
we're all better. The greater one yes. another is, the better it is for each all, of yes. us. But we do yes. not have that understanding. We are small and petty-minded and jealous and envious, and we pull each other down rather than building one another up.
We do, and it does have to stop, because actually, if we're so desperate to have the fivefold in its fullness, which we are,
yeah.
You got to follow the steps of the verse.
Yes.
And you can't just jump in having done none of the steps and then want to create structure. It just doesn't work. And this is what we said at the beginning of the conversation. You have to conceive the word of the Lord,
yes.
the plan of the Lord. You've got to gestate it. Then you got to bring it to birth. You got to grow in maturity mm-hmm. and all of these things. And look, we have friends, because of the amount that we travel in, we have an embarrassment of riches of friendship mm-hmm. Around the world. We are very, very blessed as a staff team here mm-hmm. in Glasgow. This is not a team that works in isolation mm-hmm. in any way, apart from the fact that we almost live in each other's houses as a staff team. And I don't know any other staff team anywhere in the world that coalesces as closely mm-hmm. as the staff team here in Glasgow. And that's replicated throughout the ministry that we have. When we travel, there's a real strong family mm-hmm. feel. So I don't think we feel isolated or without sharpening, or without critique, uh-huh. or without that internal within the prophetic movement checks and balances. But if you really want the fivefold to work, you got to get off the hat that says, I will police, or I will balance, or I will curtail, or I will make sure you don't get mm-hmm. too out of line. I actually want out of line evangelists mm. who are wildly released to save yeah. souls. I actually want shepherds that nurture beyond anything I've ever seen. I really want prophets to be provocative with the weight of the authority that they bring, mm-hmm. whether it's a loving word or a corrective word. Mm-hmm. I want the fullness of what these people are, and that will only happen in the relational building up and mm-hmm. not in the heavy-handed structuring.
Sure. And there's really practical things that we can do in that.
Yes.
Because break the trend.
Yes.
You know, wherever your gifting is and wherever it lies, go find a friend who's got mm-hmm. a completely opposite and different gifting yes. and approach and thought, particularly mm-hmm. within the fivefold.
Yes.
And seek to understand
yes.
What that motivation is like, how they mm-hmm. think, how they feel, how they receive. And we're talking obviously as prophets, but how they receive the word of the Lord and mm-hmm. how they what they think about prophets and how some practical, just having coffees with one another to understand mm-hmm. better. So building the relational mm-hmm. portion of
yes.
this. So then when the day comes and as things develop and we're there leading the church together in a blended form,
yeah.
the relationships are already there.
Yes.
Rather than going yeah. function and structure
yes.
and then relationship is on the side. No, not
yes.
structure. Just the structure is relational. That is it.
That's yeah. the only
organic
structure.
And relational.
It is relational.
Yeah.
Rather than hierarchy. And I would say this very honestly. I know very few other prophets in the world who have been criticized, critiqued, hated, and broadcast against as I have.
Uh-huh.
And so I stand in this well, but very acutely aware of when the fivefold breaks down
yeah.
more than nearly any other prophet I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this as a personal plea because I know what it's like to equip and serve.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it's like to have had others miss building up. And therefore, what we have lacked is unity in the faith. And what we have lacked then is the ability to enter into wild encounters together.
Mm.
And so I feel the failure mm-hmm. of the fivefold mm-hmm. and where it has got very personally. Mm-hmm. And so my plea in this is, having given my life to one and two to equip and to serve as every distinct specialization should, mm-hmm. it is then beholden on us all to build each other up mm-hmm. so that the rest of the verse can be outplayed. Mm-hmm. And if you think that the way to do that is to release another critique piece, I assure you, you are outside biblical best mm-hmm. practice. And actually, you're robbing not just from yourself, you're robbing from me, you're robbing from our children who need a better model mm-hmm. in the earth. I know sure. what works here, because I have watched it built in the opposite. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you will not get prophets yielding to those who only want to chew them up.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Or any other of the disciplines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That such a key scripture yes. for us, Emma. Yes. But it does take sitting down with those words and actually looking at yes. what is the Spirit of God
what's
really
actually in it?
Saying in this.
I think it's the urgency of my heart
yeah.
that we figure this out differently, because I don't want to have in any of the thousands we've equipped and released them have to sit in what I've sat mm-hmm. in as a mama bear. I want to now start to say to the others, come on guys, I don't want to hear any of this anymore. Mm-hmm. This is outside of biblical best practice. Mm-hmm. We've got children here and grandchildren here who are now needing a reformation and us to spearhead a reformation. And it is not okay what's been done. It is not okay that we think that we just bully each other or exclude each other
ignore each other
because we have a different facet of the king to hold. That's yeah. not on.
And look, Jesus clearly
yes.
is not coming back for a bride that hasn't got its act together.
Absolutely.
And the act is,
yes.
guys, we need to get our relational connections
yes.
resolved with a much
yes.
higher understanding
yes.
of the price that we're paying mm. for, it's just sin mm. in the body and
yes.
lack of maturity in not understanding what God is really calling mm. us to.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Work to do.
Work to do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That was deep. This episode probably actually needs to be heard by everybody. That's a seminal understanding of the fivefold from Louise and I today. So make sure that you share this episode and that you are commenting on it and send it mm-hmm. to your friends so that we can have a more fulsomely robust, mature conversation about what God is doing at this time in the earth. Thank you for joining us for this episode of What the Prophets Say. See you next time. Bye. Hello friends, I've got something exciting to share with you. If you want to reach out and grab hold of our hands so that we can take you to the next level, you need to download our Par TV app today. Go to partv.app and we have there exclusively podcast Par resources that run alongside the podcast for more activation of the power of God in your life. Make sure that you've not missed this opportunity to dive deeper on the partv.app.